Coles Supermarket started advertising its own brand milk at $2 for 2 litres on Australia Day, a move which outraged farmers, and they've been upset ever since. But Coles Media Relations spokesman Jim Cooper maintains the company will absorb the costs.
We've made a decision to invest in a lower price on milk on our shelves for our customers. We have not asked the milk processors who supply us with house brand milk to wear any of this price cut, and therefore by extension the dairy farmers themselves. So yes, it is a price cut, but it's not a price cut that the milk processors, and therefore by extension their dairy farmers, are being asked to absorb.
But that explanation hasn't appeased dairy farmer lobby groups. The latest development in the fight has seen Australian dairy farmers seek the support of shareholders to put pressure on Coles. The ADF's Chris Griffiths says they're asking Wesfarmers shareholders, Coles' parent company, to call an extraordinary general meeting so the company can explain why it's cutting its retail prices of milk, butter and cheese.
We're actually calling on shareholders to visit the Australian Dairy Farmers website and download the form to request Wesfarmers to call an extraordinary general meeting to explain the Coles pricing strategy on milk and other dairy products and how this is consistent with the origins, values and corporate social responsibility of the company.
It's a move which Coles won't comment on. Jim Cooper again.
I'm not going to speculate on something that may or may not happen down the track. That's really not something I can do. It's a bit of crystal ball gazing there. I'm not prepared to indulge in.
Is there any sort of precedent whereby Wesfarmers has put pressure on Coles with regard to any product? They're using the line that Wesfarmers was originally a farming company made for farmers by farmers.
Look, I'm not going to comment, as I said, on any moves for action at a Wesfarmers shareholder level. That's not my role as Coles. We're just one of the companies in the Wesfarmers stable of brands. But Wesfarmers' business model has been very clear that each business needs to operate and do the things it needs to do to, deliver value for customers.
While Mr. Cooper has distanced Coles from Wesfarmers, the share price tells a different story. A solid second quarter trading result jump of 6.7% for Coles, which not only beat its rival Woolworths, but resulted in a rise of the share price of its parent company, Wesfarmers. The argument over heavily discounted milk is not the only thing farmers are worried about. They're concerned that Coles will extend the discounts to other products. On that point, Jim Cooper from Coles is unapologetic about the company's policy.
Look, we've been cutting the prices on our shelves of some 5,000 lines over the last 12 months. When the new Coles management took the business over, they were being told very clearly by customers that they felt supermarkets were charging too much and that they wanted to see better prices on the shelf. So that's been a program that's been going on for a while. The irony that we see in a lot of these commentary we're seeing at the moment is it wasn't too long ago that supermarkets were getting whacked around for prices being too high and for supermarket margins being too high. This has been a fairly tangible change in the other direction, and it's still not winning everyone's hearts. But look, at the end of the day, we've got to do what we think's right for customers. We think we've done it in a way that is sustainable for our business and certainly not being designed with any intent to hurt the dairy farm.
Regardless of everyone's arguments, it seems the matter will be examined more closely through a Senate inquiry. The Senate committee says it will look into the effect of low shelf milk prices on dairy farmers. The inquiry is likely to begin in mid-March.